Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Today we're going to read texts 29, 30, and the double verse 31 and 32. We'll chant together, to make it simpler, we'll chant together text 29. Tat tatratyatva yasyamaha shakatan yungta ma chiram godananyagrato yantu Bhavatam Yadi Brochate Tatatradyaiva Yasyama Shakatan Yunta Machiram Godanan Yagrato Yanto Bhavatam yadi rochate tat tatratyaiva yasyama shakatan yunta machiram godanam yagrato yantu Bhavatam yadi rochate Tatatradyaiva yasyama Shakatan yunta machiram Godanan yagrato yantu Bhavatam yadi rochate Tat-cha-cha-dhyava-yasyama Sakatan-yakta-machiram Godanan-yagrato-yantu Bhavatam-yadi-rochate Tat-cha-cha-dhyaya-vaya-syama Adhavita-machiram 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 Toyantu Amyadi Rochate Tatratradyaiva Yasyama Shakatan Yuktamacharam Anunam Yagutoyantu Vaishnavis, sorry. Therefore, tatra, there, adya eva, just today, yas yamaha, let us go, shakatam, all the carts, yunta, make ready, Machiram, without delay. Godanani, all the cows. Agrataha, in front. Yantu, let them go. Bhavatam, of all of you. Yadi, if. Rochate, it is pleasing to accept it. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us, and let us go there. Text 30. Tatshutrai vakadiyo gopaha sadhu sadviti vadina vajan svan svan samayujya yayurudha parichchadaha. Translation. Upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed. Very nice, they said. Very nice. Thus they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Texts 31 to 32. Vridhan balan striya rajan sarvopa karanani cha anasvaropya gopala yata ata sharasanaha godanani paraskritya shringanya pura sarvataha Turya Goshena Mahata Yuyu Saha Parohitaha. Translation. Keeping all the old men, women, children, and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts, and keeping all the cows in front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles made of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priest, began their journey. Purport. In this connection, it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokula were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to the women the old men, the cows, and the children, as well as to the Brahminical Purohitas. Om Gyanam Smarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Ahushustam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha, that I have created this system of varnas, occupational duties. So there are four varnas, the brahmanas, or the priestly intellectual class, the kshatriyas, the martial or administrative class, the Vaishyas, you know, the agriculturalists and the business class, and the Sudras, the laborer and artisan classes. So, the cowherd men, women, children are of the Vaishya class, and Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that even though they are of the Vaishya class, still they have some ability to protect themselves. And elsewhere in his purports in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions that according to the Manu Samhita, five classes of persons are especially deserving of protection. Of course, everyone deserves protection by the Kshatriyas, by the saintly kings, but especially five categories of persons are deserving of this protection. And they are the women, the old men, the cows, the children, and the brahmanas. And Srila Prabhupada explains, not only are they deserving of protection according to the legal system that was described in the Manu Samhita, these five categories of persons are not subject to legal action. So, in our Kali Yuga society, the protection for these five categories of persons is not very good, and therefore there are so many disturbances in society. Especially, there's not protection of the genuine Brahminical class of person. For there to be a proper society, there has to be proper direction. You know, it's said that the Brahmins are like the head of society, and the Kshatriyas are like the arms of society, and the Vaishyas are like the belly of the society, and the Shudras are like the legs of the society. So, the head is there to guide the society. The arms are there to protect and organize. The belly, the Vaishyas, are there to provide energy for the whole society. And the Sudras provide the labor and support for the entire society. So, they all deserve protection, but especially the Brahmins deserve protection. They are like the brain of the society. So if society is going to proceed in the right direction, the proper guidance from the brain of society has to be there. And what is the proper direction of society? The proper direction is to give the souls of the population the best opportunity to escape from the cycle of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. That is how you judge the ultimate success of a society, not what kind of technology you have or how much the gross national product is or how strong the military is. That is not the actual measure of the success of a society. The measure of society is how many souls go back home, back to Godhead. That's how you judge the success. And at the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Parikshit, society was actually arranged in such a way that that goal was being met. There was, the whole society was structured so that it was guided by the Brahminical class, not just ordinary Brahmins, but Vaishnava Brahmins, Krishna conscious Brahmins. Now, modern society is led by a different category of intellectual leader. And in Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, the divine and the demoniac natures, Krishna describes the kind of intellectual that is now in charge of society. Asatyama pratishtam te jagat ahur anishvaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kamahaitakam. This class of intellectual believes there is no God in control of the universe. Everything is happening by chance interactions of matter. There is no soul. Consciousness is produced by chemicals interacting in the brain. And under the influence of that kind of society, Krishna explains what will happen. People will be full of anxiety from the beginning of life to the end because they will have so many material desires that they aren't able to fulfill. And in pursuit of those material desires, Krishna says in that 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, people will create horrible things meant to destroy the world. Of course, that means, in one sense, the different kinds of weapons that they're making, atomic weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, this kind of weapon, that kind of weapon. And even the ordinary technologies are very destructive. Each year, tens of thousands of people are killed in automobile accidents, and hundreds of thousands are wounded. So even the ordinary technologies are quite dangerous. And what to speak of the fundamental miseries, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. There is birth, there is death, there is old age, there is disease. But what is the cure for that? The cure for that is to understand one's eternal nature. Jivara srupahoi krishnara nitya das. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, we should try to understand what is the ultimate truth. And Lord Chaitanya explained, the ultimate truth is that each of us, each living entity, each conscious self in this material world is actually an eternal servant of Krishna. So, the Brahmins, the Vaishnava Brahmins at the time of Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhisthira, and the other great saintly kings, they were so intelligent, they were able to organize society in such a way that people could satisfy their material needs in the most simple, natural, and efficient way possible, while putting most of their human energy into developing God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and becoming free from the cycle of birth and death. So these Vaishnava Brahmanas, they deserve protection because they're capable of doing the highest welfare work for human society, and they should be supported and encouraged. That is not the case today. Sometimes our Krishna conscious Brahman preachers, they're going out into society to distribute transcendental literature, and they're actively discouraged by different government agencies. So, this is one category of person that should be protected according to Manu Samhita. And then Manu Samhita says, women are especially deserving of protection. And even in our contemporary society, this is still an issue. You know, women feel that they're not being properly protected, and, you know, they complain about so much discrimination or this or that. But the ultimate reason for protection is to ensure the good population in society, you know, according to the Vedic perspective on these things. Because if the woman class is not properly protected in society, the result, it's stated in Bhagavad Gita, is Varna Shankara, unwanted population. And this unwanted population behaves in so many bad ways, especially in the age of Kali. You know, we can see, you know, there's so many horrible activities that go on in human society today under the influence of the age of Kali. Children should also be protected according to the Manu Samhita. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains they should be protected because human life is an opportunity to make progress in spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada explained that the protection of the child begins even before birth with the Garbhadhan Samskara, the practices for the husband and the wife to have a very high level of consciousness at the time the child is being conceived, so as to invite the most qualified soul to take advantage of that opportunity to have the human form of life. Because in the human form of life, it's possible to make a solution to the problems of material existence. Of course, there is the problem in modern society that even within the womb, the child is not being properly protected. So many are subjected to abortion each year. Of course, it's legal in most countries, including our own, but just because something is legal doesn't mean we have to do it. It's also legal to eat meat, but we don't do it. It's legal to drink alcohol. We don't do it. It's legal to smoke cigarettes. We don't do it. So many things may on a certain level be so-called legal, but we don't do them. And there's a higher government. I mean, the worldly governments may think they're the ultimate controllers, but Krishna says Ishvara Parama. I mean, the Vedic literature says Ishvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna, and he has his government and his agents. You know, just like the worldly governments, you know, they have their different agencies and police and courts. So Krishna also has his agents who are watching over everything. And he has his... And he has his agents and his police and his courts. It's Chief Justice. Like now they're trying to choose some Chief Justice for the Supreme Court. You know, the Supreme Court, Krishna has appointed one judge, Yamaraj. And he's the real Supreme Court Justice. So... And Krishna's agents are keeping watch. You know, according to today's worldly secular governments, so many things may be called so-called legal. But in terms of the higher government, the ultimate government in the universe, no, it's not legal. And this particular offense of killing children in the womb, it was called Bhrunahatya, killing of the infant within the womb. And the karmic punishment for that is that those who engage in such activity, they have to undergo that same thing themselves. Whatever they've done to the child, they will have to experience themselves, according to the law of karma. It's not pleasant things, but sometimes we have to remind ourselves of what the actual standard is. So, cows, they should also be protected, because as Srila Prabhupada said, they provide this wonderful food stuff. Milk, which nourishes the finer tissues within the brain and helps people advance in spiritual life. So we can see here practically how the cowherd men, they are protecting the cows with their bows and arrows, as Srila Prabhupada says here in his translation. In modern society, the cows are not being protected properly, which is very unfortunate. Millions and millions of them are slaughtered each year. in big factory kinds of slaughterhouses. And because of this, Srila Prabhupada says, periodically there are big wars in human society as a result of the karma that's accumulated by engaging in this activity. He said, because this is going on, it's one of the reasons why every 10, 15 years, 20 years or so, there's some huge big war where sometimes millions of people die. And finally, it says the old men should be protected. And why is that? In one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada explains that they should be protected because at the end of life, you know, they should be allowed to peacefully prepare themselves for leaving their bodies. It's said in the Vedic literature, Ante Narayana Smriti. You know, at the end of life, one should focus the mind on Lord Narayan. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan tajyat yanti kalevram tam tam avaiti kantaya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever one is meditating upon at the time of death, that will determine the next body. So there are these five categories of persons that should be protected: the old men, the women, the children, the brahmanas, and the cows. These living entities deserve special protection, these five categories. We see this number five many times in the Vedic literature. You know, there are five kinds of liberation, five rasas or relationships with Krishna, five principal material elements, you know, five this, five that. But here we're learning about, you know, the five categories of persons who deserve protection. So I'll stop here. Anybody have a question, comment? Yes, on the kirtan.
Thank you for the nice class. You were talking about, or you raised the point how Prabhupada says that the milk will develop finer brain tissues and it will help us advance in spiritual life. So I had a question, because in the fourth canto it explains that the intelligence doesn't rest in the brain. Just like when Daksha had his head cut off and replaced with the head of a goat, he still had the same consciousness and intelligence. So how does making the tissues finer in the brain help one advance in spiritual life?
In the conditioned state, the soul is in a material body, and it acts through that material body. Yantrarudani Mayaya, like a driver sitting on a machine. And according to the nature of the vehicle that the soul has and how that vehicle is maintained, the soul is able to act to a greater or lesser degree. You know, just like in our ISKCON society, we make use of vehicles. You know, we may have a van or a car that is given to us for service. So, if the manufacturer says this kind of oil should be put in the van or the car, and it should be done at this time every 3 months or 30 days or whatever it is, then we do that not because we ourselves need oil, but we're trying to use that vehicle in Krishna's service. And if it's maintained and given the proper fuel and the proper maintenance, we'll be able to use it if, according to the manufacturer's directions, we maintain the vehicle, then we'll be able to use it properly in Krishna's service. So this body is like a machine that's been given to us for Krishna. It can be used for two purposes. It can be used to enjoy oneself separately from Krishna, or it can be used to go back home, back to Godhead. But if part of the manufacturer's direction is that certain types of food should be taken and that will help the functioning of the vehicle, then that's advantageous to us. Of course, the higher understanding is that in the liberated stage, the soul has nothing to do with the body, but as long as we have the body, we have a responsibility to maintain it in proper condition for Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.